Hi there. I've just been chatting to Curvy Sugar Tits and listening to an audio she posted fairly recently, filling in a December questionnaire from GWA Backstage. And I enjoyed her audio so much, I thought I would do the same thing. So I'll post a link to the questionnaire, and these are my answers. So, first question. One, do you know anyone born in December? No, I don't know any humans. One of my fur kids, though, my second one, he was born on the 22nd of December, and he's going to be 5 years old. Second question, do you celebrate Christmas? Used to. Grew up in a fairly religious household, if you will, and so Christmas was pretty traditional. Went to church on Sundays, and for me it was quite a magical golden time. But I got older and things changed, and so Christmas holds some pretty emotional memories, shall we say, and I prefer not to celebrate it at all. In fact, I had an ex leave me on Christmas Day. So, hence why I think Christmas is a load of absolute twaddle. Number three, favourite thing about winter? Well, for me, winter's not connected with Christmas. Winter's actually connected with European American summer. So, my favourite thing about winter when I was growing up was lying in bed, listening to the rain, reading a book. Generally eating mum's homemade soups, and being an introvert, I loved winter because it meant I got to stay inside. But I have actually experienced a English winter, shall we say, and we in Australia grow up seeing all these typical wintry scenes of snow and coziness and all that sort of thing. When I was there and suddenly it got cold, and I went to spend Christmas up in Scotland with my aunt and uncle, on the day of Christmas it actually felt really, really weird because it did not feel like Christmas. Christmas to me is really hot weather, backyard cricket, swimming, going to the beach, eating seafood, lots of prawns, crayfish, salads, probably drinking too much too. So Christmas and winter are not connected for me. Favorite hot drink? I've got lots of favorite hot drinks. Depends on the time of day and mood. Love my coffee in the morning. I'm a bit of a grumpy bear. I'm not a morning person. Well, not a morning person dealing with humans. My libido seems to be damn high at that time of the day, though. Anyway, back to drinks. Coffee in the morning, and then I'll probably drink tea. That's my English background. I love a hot cup of tea. And I love hot chocolate. And for me as a kid, hot chocolate was always cocoa powder and milk. And then when I travelled, I went to Paris when I was about 25. I'd been living in London and we went across to Paris for a weekend and I got introduced to French hot chocolate and I've never looked back. And for those of you who don't know, the French do hot chocolate properly. It's melted Couverture chocolate in a little tiny container, served with some hot milk. But the milk is not too hot, so they don't burn the sugars in the milk. And the idea is you mix it together. Well, I have a bit of a love affair of chocolate. So I ended up putting a bit of chocolate in my milk and then got the spoon and proceeded to just eat the chocolate straight, which, you know, got a few strange looks for that. Favourite top three Christmas songs. Because the way I feel about Christmas, I really don't like a lot of the Christmas songs. And don't even get me to try and attempt singing them. But as a kid, I loved Christmas and Christmas songs. But for me, Christmas songs were all about Christmas carols, you know, and hymns, you know, stirring renditions of O Holy Night and Silent Night. And so, yes, if I'm feeling particularly nostalgic, I'll listen to something like that. Otherwise, I tend to just kind of tune out. Favourite Christmas movie, TV show? Oh, that's a tough one. The only one that comes to mind is Home Alone. That's because Kirby mentioned it. Otherwise, I can't really think of one off the top of my head. Okay, real tree or fake tree? Again, I don't decorate anymore. In fact, haven't done in years. Can't be bothered. For me, it's a waste of money and time and effort. So, but as a kid, we always had a fake tree, and it was a really bad fake tree. But as a kid, I loved it because Christmas for me was a magical time. And I like to hold on to those memories. Favourite December memory? Well, I've got some lovely Christmas memories as a kid. In fact, today I was just telling a friend about a really funny one. As I alluded to, my parents were English. They were 10-pound poms. So up until about the age of six, I always had a traditional Christmas in terms of food. So we always had roast meat and puddings and all the things that the English have typically at Christmas. But this is in Australia. But when I was about six or seven, we had a particularly brutal summer. And Christmas Day got up to 42 degrees C. And for you Americans listening, go and Google it. Which is damn hot. Anyway, I've got this memory of Mum finally losing it in the kitchen. It was hot. She had guests coming for dinner, and we always had our main Christmas meal at the end of the day, not in the middle. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. We didn't have a sort of an electrical gas stove. We had a very kind of old-fashioned one. It was sort of a wood stove, so it was a meta stove. So Mum and Dad always used to put wood inside it, which was absolutely delightful in winter because it kept the kitchen nice and warm. And this provided our hot water. But on a hot day, 42 degrees, and no air conditioning, the day is still as, and Mum's in the kitchen slaving over a literal hot stove. And she had kids running around, and I think my dad was driving her spare. And she just finally lost it. And I've still got this memory of her basically dropping something. And she wouldn't have sworn, but she probably would have said in her version, "Fuck this, I'm not doing it anymore." And I remember laughing at that and then getting into trouble because I laughed at Mum. But I've still got that lovely memory of Mum just going nuts about why the fuck she was still cooking this food in a fucking hot climate. From then on, we went Australian, which was cold ham, cold turkey, salads. And then as I got a bit older, we kind of had seafood. Seafood's a really big thing at Christmas for Australians. Okay, what is the next question. Have you seen snow? Yes, I have. I was very captivated when I first saw it, my first trip to London, because it's a kind of a bit of a big deal. I grew up on the west coast of Australia in Perth, and we don't have snow there. So, and I've travelled in it, and it's kind of, you know, I think it's one of those things that looks more magical than it is. Favourite food to eat during winter? Right, okay. So, again, December and winter don't go together. So, my favourite kinds of food for winter are soups. I'm a big fan of the all-in-one pot. Mum used to do it, and it's a memory for me, you know. She used to make stuff up. My mum never, ever followed a recipe, so she just used to chuck stuff in a pot. So we had lots of those kinds of foods. And I've already told you what we ate at Christmas time. So that's probably it for the questionnaire. Comments, feedback, any other further questions, drop me a line, but please be polite. And I hope you enjoyed this insight into my crazy world.